All characters in this audio are 18 years or older. Distribution of this recording, in part or in its entirety, for either personal or commercial purposes, is prohibited. All rights reserved.
Bad girls need love too. Bad girls need love too. I think you're gonna have to be gentle. We're gonna have to go very slow.
Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. This is normally where I would put the newsy portion of my intro, where I tell you all about the things I'm doing and where to find me. However, there are rules against advertising and promotion in stories on Literotica, so you'll have to find me all on your own. Feedback is welcome and appreciated. Hint, hint. You get the idea. Fools Buzz In. Written and performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio. Fuck Her Gently by Tenacious D.
This is a song for the ladies. But fellas, listen closely. You don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches too. Sometimes you got to squeeze. Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say hey. I'm gonna fuck you softly. I'm gonna screw you gently.
Happy April Fool's Day, baby! I got you something. Open it, open it, open it. That is the only rainbow poop hat I have ever found anywhere. Remember, if you have to be a poo, at least be a happy poo. I saw it on Amazon and I ordered it instantly back in December. I've been hanging on to it just so I could give it to you today. I hope it fits. You have such a ginormous head. I was worried that it wouldn't. Is it comfortable? It's not tight or anything. You are adorable. Mwah. Do you love it? I know you do, you big goofball. So, what'd you get for me? Oh, come on. We get each other something funny or stupid every year on April Fool's Day. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Yay! Okay. Panties? That's not very funny. Unless the joke is that they're pink, which you know I hate. Oh? What kind of panties are they? Oh my god, vibrating panties? How did you make them do that? You have a remote? Oh, that's ridiculous. I love it. Where did you find these? Oh, it has different settings? You're going to be such a tease when you try these out, aren't you? You're so bad. Thank you, baby. I can see us having a lot of fun with these later on. Oh, you want me to put them on right now? In the bedroom? Well, okay. I mean, honey, I can put them on right here. I don't need to go into the bedroom to try them on. Or are you coming with me? No? Okay, I'll go put them on. Just the panties and nothing else. Oh, under my clothes? All right, whatever you want. I'm up for it. Be right back. Mwah.
Was that the doorbell? Honey! Babe! Did you hear...
Oh, never mind. He must be in the bathroom or something.
Never mind! I'll get it!
Mom! Dad! I wasn't expecting you guys! Did we have plans? Honey? You didn't tell me you'd invited my folks over today. What a wonderful surprise. Come on in, guys. Make yourself at home.
You're lucky I didn't come out of the bedroom naked. Why didn't you tell me they were coming over? Where in the world did you invite them over?
So, how about I get everyone some coffee or tea? What do you have, Mom? Okay, coming right up.
Oh, he thinks he's being cute. I love that man, but he thinks he is way slicker than he really is. Like he can get away with just anything. Inviting my parents over without telling me, and then they show up after he insisted that I put on these vibrating panties. Yeah, but he's just teasing. I'm sure of it. He would never embarrass me in front of Mom and Dad. He just wants to make me nervous. Ooh, I need to pick up more Meyer lemon tea bags. Good on coffee, though. Shoot, I'm completely out of honey. Gotta get some. He thinks he can get me all flustered. Well, I'm gonna show him. I'm not even gonna act like I remember I have Mom. I'm not gonna be nervous. I'm just gonna be normal. Well, okay, I'm normally a little nervous around my folks, but all they do is complain about our lack of visits and our lack of children. I gave them 4 grandcats. That should hold them off. Too bad Dad's allergic. At least it's only a mild allergy. But then again, he probably wouldn't be allergic to a grandchild. Can you be allergic to a person? People in general? I'm gonna have to Google that later. Should I take the sugar bowl in there with me? Nah. Dad really doesn't need his coffee that sweet. Want a little coffee with your syrup, Dad? Okay, that should do it.
I didn't have any honey, so I just used... Ah! 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 Oh my god! I made a mess, didn't I? What? I'm not really sure what happened, Dad. I think I tripped. Okay, well, maybe I screamed because I tripped. And maybe I screamed because I was about to trip. I don't know, Dad. It happened kind of fast. But it better not happen again, right, honey? I mean, I will be more careful. You know what a klutz I can be. Let me go get what I need to clean this up. I'm not sure why he invited you guys over, other than, you know, just so we could hang out. Was there another reason, dear? No? Just for fun? Why? Why did you think he invited you guys, Mom? Pregnant. No. I'm not pregnant. Yes, I'm sure. There, that should do it. Should I pour us some more coffee and tea? Oh, okay. I guess it is the least you could do. No, Mom, I wasn't waiting to tell you after he left the room. I promise you, I'm not pregnant. Well, I wouldn't say we were trying. Oh, God. I don't think so. I feel fine. Ugh.
Well, maybe I am a little wound up today. It's been a hard week. It's been a hard week. Whew. Dear, is the coffee ready? Do you need me to come in there and help you? Don't play around now. If you need help, I'll be happy to lend a hand. Are you sure? Okay. No, I haven't talked to Sarah in a couple of weeks. I've seen the pictures on Facebook. Yes, her baby is absolutely adorable. Thank you, honey. Mom was just reminding me that my cousin Sarah has an adorable baby, which makes my lack of offspring all the more tragic, you know, since she and I are the same age. What? Mom, we know you want us to give you grandkids. You haven't been shy or subtle about it. We're just not ready. Oh, God. Ready. Not ready. I mean, we're not ready for kids yet.
Stop doing that.
What, Dad? I was asking him to stop giving you guys the wrong impression. Inviting you out of the blue. Ooh. No, nothing's going on. Right? I mean, if there were something going on, it would be over now, but there's nothing. What I'm trying to say is that he needs to be more careful to not get your hopes up this soon, you know, since we're not... Oh, please, God. Oh, we're not ready for kids yet, but please, God, give them to us when we are. Amen. Besides, aren't you enjoying Rin's kids? My big sister has provided you with 3 grandchildren. Why the urgent need for the fruit of my particular womb? Right now, I'm really focused on my work. No! I mean, it is no easy task to run your own business. I have to devote all of my time and effort for it to thrive. You know, when you have a growing business, it can surprise you with how fast and hard it grows. Sometimes you just want to say, stop it! It's happening too fast. I'm not going to be able to handle the increase in pressure. But it's so fucking good to know that I can be successful with hard work and determination. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I used the F word. I'm just very passionate about my work. Oh, God. Sometimes you just gotta pray. Even if you start to wonder what it is exactly that you're praying for. I mean, do you want the business to continue to grow? Or do you want things to slow down? You know, so you don't cause a goddamn scene in front of your parents and everybody else from not being ready to achieve the main goal. Oh, please. I can't seem to stop rambling on about my work and how good, so good it feels to be on the verge of success like this. You might even say I'm past the point of no return. Will you excuse me for just a moment?
Did I scream? Yes. Yes, I did. I had a spider. I had a really big spider. A huge, wet spider. I mean, creepy spider. Oh my God, was this the mother of all spiders? But I'm okay. You guys just go on back in the living room while my honey bunny helps me catch and release the spider. We won't be long. Go on. It's okay. Oh. You think you're pretty funny, don't you? Hilarious. Fuck you. Let's just say that there is a vibrating cock ring and a visit to your nana's in the future. I hate you.
This is a song for the ladies. But fellas, listen closely.
You don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches too. Sometimes you got to squeeze. Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say hey, I'm gonna fuck you softly. I'm gonna screw you gently. I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna ball you discreetly. And then you say, hey, I brought you flowers. And then you say, wait a minute, Sally, I think I've got something in my teeth. Could you get it out for me? That's fucking teamwork. What's your favorite position? That's cool with me. It's not my favorite, but I'll do it for you. What's your favorite dish? I'm not gonna cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar. And then I'm gonna love you completely. And then I fucking fuck you discreetly. And then I fucking bone you completely. But then I'm gonna